Taking in the mindfulness bell of the recordings, taking in the little sounds around you, whether they be of your companions breathing, and the sounds in the room, sounds from outside. Allowing yourself to land here in this moment. Noticing the sensation of aliveness. Perhaps tingling, pulsing, warmth or cool, heaviness or heaviness. Motion. Motion of the breathing in this room. The nose or the chest to the belly. Noticing the long breath of a longing. The short breath of a short breath. Noticing whatever sensations of breathing today, this moment. Returning all the subtle sensations of your life. Sensation. Allowing sounds and sensations to come in. Allowing thoughts, discernment, and solutions to come in. And settling and resting. Resting in each breath, coming and going. Lighting the waves of breathing. Setting the intention and resolve to keep awareness at the forefront. This moment, here and Rising is to be held within the ground. And to even dissolve with the ground. And this breath, this moment, this now. Turning the lights graciously, leaving this room, leaving the the attention. What's that meaning? What's this one? Meditation is to rest your inward gaze back over the last 40 minutes and intentionally gather up sacred abundance of lightness and feeling your bumps and long stretches of goodness. Practice. Bask in the warmth of care, kindness, compassion. So introduce the difficult moments in the moment. Invitation to then turn your internal gaze outward and offer kindness and metta compassion. Of course, on the ground, which is radiating outward towards your companions. And companions in this room. Maybe your companions in your life. So, all of those, this life teaches. We thank you all. Peaceful. Safe. And free. Offer the internal gesture of the heart. Thank you for the sincerity of your practice. So please offer just a few words, short reflections. Forgiveness, I'm still figuring out the tech. So I just want to say a few reflections about anicca, inconstancy, impermanence. Many of you know that this is a very important insight, undercurrent, perspective in early Buddhism, the tradition that this center is grounded in. And I was reflecting the other day how there are different levels of anicca and constancy. One of the most obvious levels to me today is that I'm sitting in the seat. Hi. That's a new arising. You for helping me feel so welcome. So that's the obvious level. Something changes, something obvious, the person, the situation. Our minds are pretty well geared to notice that. Susan, are you able to hear better if I do this? Okay. It's challenging because in order to get the mic close enough, I'm practically eating it. So forgive if you're hearing my skin against the mic as well. I'll work with that. So, anicca, inconstancy. As I was saying, our minds are really geared to the obvious, the changes, big changes, sudden changes. There are other levels of inconstancy and change that are not so obvious. For example, change that is too vast or slow for us to comprehend, geologic time, universe, planets forming, planets decohering, stars being born, gradually going to dwarf, eventually imploding into black hole. Sometimes we'll get a little hint of that from scientists at a particular moment, but in general, the evolution is too slow, too big, too far away. And there's other big kinds of changes that we only notice in times of suddenness. Changes in the biosphere, in weather, can be obvious, and they usually occur over many, many years. Changes in the people around us. I looked up one day and I went from being 30 to 50. What happened? I'm a middle-aged woman now. What happened? A lot of us carry around this fixity, this permanence in our perceptions of ourselves and of others. And it's hard to notice when they are inconstant and changing, especially if we're in close relationship. We have them in a little bit of a, or at least, oh, they're always like, well, most people aren't always like. So slow change. And then there's the sort of middle and slow change. Like I moved recently, I moved down here. And most of you have probably experienced at one point or another in your life the culling and purging of stuff, right? You get so much stuff. And then there's the going through it and all the changes in our identities, our interests. What's important? What are the priorities? As we call through the objects in our lives. Oh, I remember when we're picking up this object. That too is impermanent. The importance, what we ascribe as important, changes. And then in meditation, we have this beautiful opportunity to see change in a much more subtle way. The in-breath is different than the out-breath. The arising of one sensation yields to something else. You might not even notice that the first one was gone. There's this warp and weft, this subtle thrumming, constant vibration of our bodies. Our bodies flexing, breathing, circulating, pulsing. All of that flowing through. And it can be a problem. If we make it a problem, it can be, oh, that pain is going to last forever. I don't know about you guys, but for me, if I have that attitude about pain, it makes it a lot worse. Or, oh, look at all those little sensations. And then it might just get interesting, change, and go away. There's also the changes in the mind and the heart. One of my favorite Theravadan teachers, Ajahn Sree Chitto, Ajahn Sree's teacher, has the saying, he's a writer as well as a teacher, and he has the saying, the chitta, the heart and mind, change faster than the flick of a horse's tail. You notice the change in mood, attitude, that can flip instantly when circumstances change. Or more importantly, more profoundly, when the relationship to circumstances change. That was horrible. And now I see it as a gift. That person in front of me in line seemed annoying, but they just turned around and started chatting, which actually they're delightful. Brightened my day. Flips faster than this. So all of this is important in early Buddhism, not just because it is a fact of our perceptions and how we take in, how we take in reality. It's important because noticing it helps encourage not clinging to my ideas, my perceptions of what is, what needs to be. It's changing it. It begins this process of gradually cleansing, loosening the iron grip. Attitudes and memories and perceptions. And then there's the possibility of collaborating with reality rather than arguing. Was in an argument with reality? Reality wins, right? The invitation is to really, today, through the next hours, notice change, notice inconstancy, notice the effect it has on you. How am I related to this? What's it doing? That's the encouragement. And thank you for listening. And one other form of change I'd like to encourage, since this is our first time together, this group of Zoom and online with me, is if it's easy, we'll start with the Zoom folks, just to unmute yourself and say hi and say your name. Just that simple, otherwise we won't have time for everyone. Anybody would like to start there? I'm going to grab a mic from this room. Thank you, Susan. Nice to see you. Anybody else want to say bye from the Zoom world?
Yeah. People think you're going to call me.
Hey, Karen. I feel a little shy to call on people.
Well, they're raising their hand.
It.
They're
Oh,
raising your hand.
I'm not seeing anyway raising hands, so.
That's because you're turning around.
Okay, use your Zoom hand, please. Oh, Karen, yes, please. And then David.
Yes, I'm very glad to see you here, Don, and the rest of the Sangha. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. You're welcome. David. David was just waving. Okay. Thank you.
I'm having a hard time to hear. Oh, sorry. I'm from Ukiah.
Welcome. Welcome. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
So give me a moment, friends. I need to find the handheld mic. Can anyone know where that is? Or G probably knows.
Yes.
We're looking for the handheld mic.
So they can hear us. Someone might try to
hear us on Zoom. You can hear thumbs up. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so project, friends who are in the room. If you want to say hi, just say your name very briefly. You can only have a couple minutes left. Gee, would you be willing to start and say hello? Since you're up anyway.
Hi. Yeah, I'm G. Schultz. And I would like to do just a small dot on pitch that the center's run totally on donations. And we have two baskets here in the center. And we also have ways to do this online. And if you might put something up, but go to the website for online donations.
Thank you, G. Appreciate it. Manny, you're waving.
I just, because I prepared a Donna speech today.
Oh.
Normally I just say to keep the lights on and everything. The donations really appreciated and to help pay the teachers and everything for the time and everything. But I actually did some research and I found out that when the monks go out amongst the community and they get Donna, they get alms and stuff like that, it's way more than they can use and they normally just redistribute it to the poor. But the reason that they do it is to allow people to help with their karma and to help them to give them an avenue of giving. And it's not just for, because they make their own food, they have their own stuff. And but to go out into the community and allow those people to give and to also volunteer, which is why I'm cleaning my karma by doing so much volunteering.
Thank you, Manny. It's very well said. So it is the idea, one of the ideas in Buddhism is giving people the opportunity to be generous is actually a real gift. It feels good to be generous. Whatever your means are, volunteering, financial, whatever. Your presence here, your practice, that's a gift too. Does anyone else want to say hi and see the video? Yes, you project loudly since you don't have the mic. Way in the back first.
Hi there. I just wanted to take a moment to just really welcome you. My name is Serena. I've been around this community for a long time and I've really stepped in and I attended the ceremony. And I was so moved by a couple of people that really showed up and said how I impacted.
Thank you very much, Serena. You're welcome. And yes, please.
Hi, my name is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Welcome. Yes.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy.
Hi, Christy. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Carol.
Welcome, Carol.
My name is Lisa.
Welcome, Lisa.
My name is Mitchell.
Happy to see you, Mitchell. Over to you.
Jan, good to be here.
Hi, Jan. Happy to have you here. Yes.
Ernestina.
Say again.
Ernestina.
Ernestina. Beautiful name. Nice to have you here. Thank you.
I'm Evie.
Evie, welcome. Thank you for saying hello.
I'm Liam.
Welcome, Liam. Happy to have you.
I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex. Happy you're here.
Susan. I'm Susan. Happy to be here.
Hi, Susan. Great to see you.
My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Elliot, hello.
Say your name again.
Elliot.
Elliot. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Steve.
Steve, welcome. So a warm welcome to each and every one of you online and here. And I just want to say how touched and inspired I am that we have this community of people interested in practicing together, transforming our hearts, lessening our suffering, and in our own small ways, transforming us. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for coming. And I look forward to seeing the sun level if we can. I'll just dedicate the merit name briefly. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice here together. And may our practice here together be cause and condition for greater love, wisdom, peace, awakening, and freedom in the world.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.